This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day as we reach the conclusion of a not-so-great year. No, I do not believe that the 2022 is going to go down in history as one of the worst years ever. There's a YouGov poll that shows that two-thirds of Republicans say 2022 was one of the worst years in American history. That probably has a great deal to do with the disappointing performance of a lot of Republican candidates in the midterm elections. But even those elections were not the worst ever for the Republicans. Republicans ended up gaining the control of the House of Representatives. The control of the governorships is extremely tight. It's still a majority Republican governors by one point. And the Senate is one vote. The House, the Republicans have control by four. So the worst year in all of American history? Hardly. In terms of cannibal movies, well, this is certainly the worst year that I can remember. I can't speak for all of Hollywood history. And it's also a year with some disastrous attempts at brainwashing in school curricula. One of them involves a new curriculum for the environment that is being forced upon the students of Washington State. We'll be speaking to Todd Myers about that. He's director of the Center for the Environment at the Washington Policy Council. And he has some kind of attempt, at least, to explain why it is that the education officials in Olympia, our state capital, believe that the feelings of students should be given precedence over any focus on science or rational thinking. Speaking of rational thinking, I do hope that this is going to be the last time, and maybe certainly the last time in 2022, to speak about George Santos, who is so notorious at this point for making up basically every detail about himself, about his wonderful pet rescue charity, which doesn't exist, about his extremely profitable corporation that allowed him to contribute $700,000 to his campaign when he couldn't pay his rent on at least four different occasions, had to be evicted, had claims against him in small claims court for paying back $500, $600 debts that he didn't pay. Oh, what's going on with this guy? Well, the New York Times, which has been following him with great intensity and eagerness, actually has a column that I think is a little bit overdue, and I want to get to it and make sure we do get to it before the new year comes. And the headline is, Santos lied about his resume. Other politicians fudged theirs, too. And yes, it's important to recognize that this is not entirely unique. It's kind of amusing to actually read some of the background here. What the piece by Neil Vigdor says is, with his admission this week that he lied to voters about his credentials, Representative-elect George Santos has catapulted to the top of the list of politicians who have misled the public about their past. Mr. Santos, a New York Republican, fabricated key biographical elements of his background, including misrepresentation of his professional background, educational history, and property ownership. He said he owned 13 properties. He owns none. Property ownership in a pattern of deception that was uncovered by the New York Times. He even misrepresented his Jewish heritage. Many candidates, confronted over their inconsistencies during their campaigns, have stumbled. And then they bring up two others from this last election. Herschel Walker and J.R. Majewski, two Trump-endorsed Republicans who ran for the Senate and the House during this year's midterms. Mr. Walker, who lost Georgia's Senate runoff this month, and by the way, thereby handed control of the Senate, sole control of the Senate, to the Democrats. Mr. Walker, who lost Georgia's Senate runoff this month, was dogged by a long trail of accusations that he misrepresented himself. He had said that he had graduated as valedictorian at University of Georgia. He never actually graduated. Voters learned more about domestic violence allegations, children born outside his marriage, ex-girlfriends who said he urged them to have abortions, and more, including questions about where he lived, his academic record, and the ceremonial nature of his work for law enforcement. Mr. Majewski, who lost his race for the House, he promoted himself in his Ohio House race as a combat veteran who served in Afghanistan after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. But the U.S. Air Force had no record that he ever served in Afghanistan at any time. And he lost in November. There is a particularly obnoxious tendency of some people to exaggerate their military records, even people who have served in the military. They point out also about Richard Blumenthal's 2010 Senate campaign. That's a liberal Democrat in Connecticut. And Richard Blumenthal, a Connecticut Democrat, misrepresented his military service during the Vietnam War, according to a Times report that rocked his 2010 campaign. Blumenthal was a Marine Corps reservist, but he did not ever enter combat. After the report, he said that he never meant to create the impression that he was a combat veteran and apologized. Mr. Blumenthal identified and insisted that he had misspoken, but said that those occasions were rare and that he had consistently qualified himself as a reservist during the Vietnam era. No, he didn't. You can actually hear it. Richard Blumenthal repeatedly said he was a Vietnam vet, where he could have said he was a Vietnam-era vet. That would have been accurate enough, and good for him. He did serve in the Army Reserves. But some of the other lies and misrepresentations. There was a congressman named Wes Cooley, who was an Oregon Republican, who had barely established himself as a freshman representative when his political career began to crash amid revelations that he had lied about his military record and academic honors. His problems started when he indicated in a 1994 voters pamphlet that he had been in combat as a member of the Army Special Forces in Korea. But the news media in Oregon reported that Cooley had never deployed for combat or served in the Special Forces. Mr. Cooley was convicted of lying in an open document, official document, about his military record and placed on 2 years of probation. The Oregonian newspaper then also reported that he never received Phi Beta Kappa honors, as he claimed in the same voter's guide. He also faced accusations that he lied about how long he had been married so that his wife could continue collecting survivor benefits from a previous husband. Okay, this kind of stuff is so easy to find out. I mean, literally everything is a click away now. You can find out all kinds of stuff about people, and if you look in the right places, you'll find out the truth about them. And the thing that bothers me about some of these stories, and there are more and more of them involving both Republicans and Democrats, and yes, the story about Hillary Clinton landing in Bosnia and being exposed to enemy fire as she courageously rode the plane. That never happened. It didn't happen at all. And then you remember that, it was Williams and on the news, who had also talked, Brian Williams, thank you. It was Brian Williams who had lied about being exposed to enemy fire and danger. When this stuff is so easily available, there's a kind of mental illness, isn't there, that involves people telling these lies. What about the lies we tell to school children in the name of environmentalism. We'll get there.
Michael Medved.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. A Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Medved. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Medved, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code Medved or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, do I believe that Congress should launch some special investigation into George Santos? The congressman who has made up so many details about his background, but the one thing that he hasn't come up with is where the $700,000 came from. Now, $700,000 it's a lot of money to most Americans. I think even to most of the successful and well-to-do people out there who are listening, this is a 34-year-old guy who doesn't own any property, and nobody knows what his company does, the DeVolders company, and that apparently is one of the non-Jewish names in his non-Jewish family background. The idea that George Santos has been unable to explain where exactly that money came from is one of the reasons that I do think it's a positive development that we have had in the United States to have full financial disclosure from prominent politicians. Yes, including presidents of the United States as well. Because one of the big fears that people have, and I think it was legit, and there are people on the Republican side and people on the Democratic side who've been fighting to try to crack down on the idea of people in the Congress benefiting in terms of their investments from political positions that they take. You don't want that. You don't want people who are working for themselves. And it's good to have full transparency, for God's sake, if you're going to make the sacrifices that are involved in serving in and running for the Congress of the United States. It's not that big a sacrifice, unless there's something cuckoo, crazy, weird about it, to disclose the basics about where your money comes from. And in any event, I don't believe that we're going to continue talking about George Santos through the new year and the next year. I do believe there will be an investigation about the financial aspect of some of the lack of transparency. And maybe an investigation, and it probably should be bipartisan because the Congress is so close with just 4 Republican votes difference. And the reason it seems like it's more right now is because there was the Democrat in Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia, who died after winning re-election. Now they're going to have a special election. I think it's coming up in April. And they are going to have the full complement again of having 435 members of the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, we have this this crisis in the United States, and it's not a life-threatening crisis, not for most people, but it's incredibly unpleasant, which is the terrible situation with canceled flights and Southwest Airlines. This is Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who was triumphantly reelected to her district in South Carolina. She is one of my more favorite Republicans in the House of Representatives. She spoke on Fox News about her kids being affected by the meltdown in our transportation system. This is clip 8.
This hit close to home because my teenage kids got stranded in Baltimore trying to make it home on Christmas Eve. And even today, 5 days later, we still don't know where their luggage is right now. And so we've been personally impacted by this. In fact, the young lady who's operating the camera I'm sitting in front of right now was stranded in Denver, Colorado for 5 days. Luckily, she made it home but didn't get to see her son for Christmas and still doesn't know where her luggage is. This has impacted thousands upon thousands of people. And I was disheartened and disappointed to hear the president basking in the Caribbean during this crisis could not be any more tone deaf right now, because this has affected tens of thousands of people that can't get on trains, can't rent cars, can't recoup their flights to get home, and they're stranded all across the country right now. I want to hear Pete Buttigieg say he's going to audit and figure out where the $7 billion went that Southwest received from American taxpayers. That's what I want to hear tonight.
Okay, Pete Buttigieg, there's a name from the recent past. You haven't heard that much about Pete Buttigieg and his presidential prospects recently. Then again, it's tough to think of anyone who ended up having a huge career boost from serving as Secretary of Transportation. Elizabeth Hanford Dole, Liddy Dole, was actually Secretary of Transportation. Didn't help her ultimate presidential campaign, which was a total bust. Speaking of a former transportation secretary, Elaine Chao, otherwise known as Mrs. Mitch McConnell, she was the Secretary of Transportation for President Trump, who now has insulted her and called her Coco Chow. And I'm not sure why that's a particular insult, but that's his name. In any event, she had this to say about Southwest Airlines, clip 7.
What a nightmare. What a complete mess. They obviously would wish that this would never have happened, as everyone would. I mean, we've got passengers now who had their holidays ruined. They're still stranded out there. They can't find their luggage. I mean, it is a complete nightmare. It's a perfect storm of all the things that have been going on with the company. But the saddest thing is, this company used to be a paragon in the airline industry. They had the best computer reservation system. They were trying to set up a personal relationship with the passenger, bypassing all these other intermediary reservation sites. They used to have the best labor relations with their pilots and their flight attendants. And it was known as a really kind of a cool, really kind of with it airline that had great labor relations. And all of this now has been put into question. And I know that the company itself must be so concerned about reviewing its own operations.
Okay, reviewing its own operations. They must be first concerned about making up for some of those canceled flights. What do you do? I mean, again, the corporate history of Southwest Airlines and why it is that this so-called outdated technology has been such a disaster for them, it remains a mystery. And by the way, the Department of Transportation, which is a fairly recent addition to our cabinet, it's like we don't do particularly well in those areas where we have set up recent cabinet offices, like housing and urban development. How's that work? We have housing shortages everywhere. We have homelessness, despite housing and urban development. Transportation. Well, of course, a lot of that money has been squandered on the bullet train in California and other choo-choo projects. And the Department of Education. Now, we've always had education. Public education has been here since the 1840s. But the idea of a federal Department of Education? There's an issue with education right here in the state of Washington and a new climate change curriculum. Wait till you hear. Coming up on the MedMed Show.
In a moment.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pele has died.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970, the only player to win three cups. But Pele's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali. He was 82. I'm Richard Johnson.
The chaos continues with Southwest Airlines. More than 2,500 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. That's so far today, according to FlightAware. The website notes just about every other airline is back up and running at normal operations after a massive snowstorm hit the U.S. Amazon is working on a standalone app with sports content. Reports say the app is aimed at highlighting Amazon's deals with the NFL, Premier League, and the New York Yankees. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, be sure to register, sign up for the Medved newsletter coming out with a particularly big issue with a lot of brand new end-of-the-year movies that are being pushed out there for Oscar consideration, whether they deserve it or not. We'll tell you whether they deserve it or not. It's in the newsletter together with commentary and some of the articles we use on our show and material like the piece written by Todd Myers for the of the Washington Policy Center. It appeared recently in the Sunday's Spokesman Review over in Spokane. And this coming Sunday, he has a piece about the new climate curriculum in Washington State, which, based upon what you've cited in this curriculum, Todd, I can't believe that this got approved. They're saying that feelings are more important than rational thought, and that's the way we're going to cure the problem of climate change. Have I got that right?
Yeah, I think it's even more pointed than you say. The Washington State Department of Health partnered with a group to develop this curriculum on the impacts of climate change in Washington State. And even setting aside some of the scientific errors that they make, one of the things that they say is that rationality has been prioritized too long. And so in the they have a slideshow that teachers are supposed to use. And in the section where they have the notes for the teachers, they have this sentence: "For too long, science and science education have prioritized rational thinking," which is just absolutely remarkable.
Okay, isn't
even
science,
if it wasn't a scientific curriculum, that would be an incredible statement.
Okay, isn't science basically the essence of rational thinking?
Indeed, it is supposed to be, right? It is supposed to be a series of testable hypotheses so that you know, what is true and what is not. That is the very purpose. Now, it doesn't mean that feelings and values and more subjective judgments don't have a role in policy, in our lives and everything else. Both you and I, our faith is very important to us. But in the sphere of science, it should be rational thinking should be at the core. And to start off a curriculum by saying the exact opposite and trying to undermine rational thinking, it shows that what they're really trying to do is not just undermine climate science, but science, the value of science itself, so that they can insert subjective decisions based on their own personal values and pretend it's science.
Okay, what grade levels are being targeted by this new curriculum?
So it is for high school students, and then that's another part of it, which I think is particularly upsetting, is that they actually say that if your feelings are at odds with the science, we need to listen to those feelings. And then they say that people who fail to recognize or acknowledge feelings or value the feelings that are at odds with science, it says, quote, can be perceived as arrogance. So they are teachers are telling high school students that if you don't acknowledge that some people's feelings are hurt by rational thinking and science, well, then you're arrogant. And I just think that that is incredibly emotionally manipulative for students who, you know, are in high school.
What we need for our teenagers, right? Is less rationality.
Well, right. And teachers trying to be emotionally manipulative with them. But that is the state of scientific education in Washington State.
Okay, just to dig a little bit deeper, can you explain to me, I laughed out loud when I was reading the material you put together. It's a great column. We're going to post it to our newsletter coming up next week. But what is the Bureau of Linguistical Reality? Is this a joke? I mean, seriously, a Bureau of Linguistic Reality, do they have an official bureau in the state of Washington, or is this something they're just conjuring up for the entertainment of students?
I had never heard of it either. It is apparently just two people, two academics, who wanted to create a project to create words, and that's what they do, is they invent words to reflect people's experiences in dealing with climate change.
This sounds like my 4-year-old granddaughter.
and so they come up with these various words that they just make up. And then the first slide in the curriculum put out or partnered with the Department of Health has this word in talking about the feeling that people don't want to have children because the future in climate change will be so miserable.
Okay, and you have a very important point here, which is that the UN has put together a whole bunch of different scenarios concerning what the world will look like depending upon the rate of climate change. Even their worst case analysis shows the people actually earning more, having better health and diet and places to live, coming up at least into the year 2100, right?
That's correct. So, like I said, you know, setting aside just the silliness of saying rationality shouldn't be part of or has been too much a part of science education, in many cases their claims are wrong. The UN models show that under any scenario, the world will be richer in the year 2100, and particularly developing countries, the poorest countries of the world, will see the most improvement in welfare. And the reason this is that the scenarios that have the highest CO2 emissions, where you get the most global warming, the reason that is because you get the most economic growth. Now, it isn't to say that CO2 and climate change won't cause damage and impact in the future, not just economically, but to the environment and to animals and things we all value. But the notion that the future is going to be so miserable that people won't want to live it in the future is just flatly contradicted by the data.
What about this argument that's part of this curriculum that our students are going to be targeted by, that the argument says that heat islands, that big urban areas that have a lot of asphalt and not a lot of permeable soil, that those heat islands are going to have a negative impact on pregnancies. You actually checked this out scientifically. What'd you find?
Well, right. Again, the purpose of the curriculum is to look at the data. So what they're telling students is, look, here are data from county by county across Washington State for a variety of heat and health impacts. And so what I looked at was that the counties that have the highest infant mortality rates, because their argument is that climate change is causing an increase in mortality rates, and heat island effect due to urbanization is one of the things that they point to. But if you look at where you have the highest mortality rates, you actually see that it's in rural communities, much higher than the urbanized communities. Now, that doesn't mean that heat island effect and other things don't have an impact, but it is to indicate that the impact of climate change is swamped by many other factors. And if you're focusing on climate change rather than other factors that are causing, you know, high rates of infant mortality in rural communities, don't really care about solving the problem. You care about making a point about climate change. And I think that's a real problem.
Okay. Have there been any teachers or educational administrators who have stepped forward to question this new curriculum thrust, which puts feelings above rationality?
So, not that I know of, and in fact, this curriculum has been out for a little while. Somebody had pointed it to my attention a while back, but I just hadn't had a chance to turn to it until I had some downtime over the Christmas break, and when I looked at it, I was pretty surprised.
Well, I'm glad you're able to inform the rest of us. Todd Myers, Happy New Year to you, with the director of the Center for the Environment at the Washington Policy Center. We'll be right back. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a great deal of controversy regarding not only the difficulties in travel here, but increasing difficulties in terms of protecting the United States against the continued dangers of COVID. Didn't you think we were all done with that? We're not. It's just one of those things that is still around and still exerting a potentially very potent impact on our healthcare system in the United States. President Biden has talked about regulating travel from China. Why? Because of the huge explosion of COVID that apparently is going on in China. This was basically not a question of calling this the China virus, though it does seem that China is a particularly potent source of that virus at the moment. Here is Scott Lieb, who was a former head of the FDA, and commenting about what's going to happen with the restrictions on travel from China. Today, just hours ago, the government of Italy has asked the European Union to put limitations on Chinese travel. This is Dr. Gottlieb. Listen.
Surprise. I think you're going to see Europe follow suit. They're going to also implement testing for people coming into the United States, coming into Europe from China. This isn't going to stop the spread of infection around the world. We have plenty of COVID here in the United States. I think the rationale for doing this, if there is a rationale, and I think that these are going to have limited impact in terms of just reducing the overall spread of infection, but the rationale, if you will, would be that we don't know what strains are circulating in China. China doesn't release genomic data on what variants they have. We have no reason to believe that there is a novel variant circulating in China. We know they have XBB and BF7, which are two variants we're concerned about because they seem to pierce the immunity that you acquire from getting an infection with Omicron, which is the dominant strain spreading here in the United States. But we already have those variants in the U.S. They're just not spreading in large numbers. So it's not as if China's going to seed the United States with variants that we don't already have. I think the concern is that the lack of insight into what's spreading there could mean that there's a variant spreading in China that we're not aware of that could be more pathogenic, and until we can get better surveillance in place, that's the rationale for putting in place this testing requirement.
Look, it is one of those things, as people say, I don't want to hear about this right now, but obviously when you have some of the people who are responsible for a healthcare system that has gotten us through this pandemic so far with literally hundreds of thousands of casualties. And the idea that the world should be able to work together on this is important. And yes, it's also important that coming up to the new year that we make some progress on an end to the war in Ukraine. Fox News is reporting on Russia's rejection of the latest Zelensky peace plan as some very harsh shelling continues in disputed regions on both sides of the border. Clip six.
It's the recently liberated city of Kherson, where Ukraine says just in the past 24 hours, Russia has launched 33 rockets, all at civilian targets. Take a look at this video from overnight as one of those targets was the maternity ward of a hospital in Kherson. Unbelievably, nobody was hurt in this strike. Ukraine says two babies were born here right before the strike. Thankfully, they're okay, as are the five mothers who were staying here. Now, this comes as intense fighting continues in the east. Take a look at this next video. The city of Bakhmut still very much up for grabs, but Ukraine is reporting progress in the neighboring region, in the city of Kramina. Here's President Zelensky speaking before parliament today. Listen.
We have already managed to liberate more than 1,800 cities and villages of Ukraine from the Russian occupier.
Meanwhile, Russia is rejecting President Zelensky's 10-point peace plan, saying it denies the reality that four regions in Ukraine are now a part of Russia.
Okay, we will see how that plays out. And meanwhile, the story from the maternity hospital relates to some news from The Atlantic. They have a big article, which is extremely provocative. It is called The Married Mom Advantage. It turns out that motherhood during the pandemic wasn't so miserable after all. But some moms did better than others. Breathtaking class divide in marriage and in motherhood. 95% of upper income moms are married. 76% of middle income moms are married. Among lower income moms, only 35% are married. Look, there is a marital edge that people get from the institution of marriage, which it seems to me is one of those arguments that relates to my wife's wonderful work with her books about divorce, discouraging divorce. When you look at just the financial, educational, health benefits that women themselves enjoy, in terms of their standard of living, aside from passing on benefits to children, there is a real marriage advantage. And that, it seems to me, is worth acknowledging. Speaking of real advantages, the candidate who lost to George Santos. I mean, can you imagine if people remember this guy's name at all? And they might, because his lying has been so egregious. Hey, I was a guy who lost to George Santos because I didn't do enough research to find out that his entire life is a tissue of lies. But right now, he's got his 15 minutes of fame. His name is Robert Zimmerman, which, by the way, is, I think, the original name of a Nobel Prize winner. Am I not right? Yeah, Robert Zimmerman is a Bob Dylan, right? This is not him. This is not Bob Dylan. This is Robert Zimmerman of Long Island talking on CNN about the victorious candidate and their contest, George Santos. Listen.
Do you think that he should resign?
Well, absolutely. I've called for his resignation without question. In fact, I said publicly that if his name is George Santos, let's get that straight. Assuming his name is George Santos, I think, in fact, he should resign his position.
Do you think it's the lies he would resign, though?
Based on the lies he's told. And I said, if he's so confident that he's got the trust of the voter, I'd face him in a rematch. But in fact, do I think he'll resign? No, I don't think he'll resign. I think he's a pathological liar. I think he's not capable of shame. But I do think the investigation that the New York State Attorney General has opened up, a House Ethics Committee investigation that more Republican, Republican member of Congress just called for recently, Congressman Nick LaLota, I think all that's leading to hopefully a Department of Justice probe. And I think those investigations could be real game changers over his personal money and how he used his money for his campaign.
Yeah, I think his rematch is going to come about the same time as Carrie Lake's rematch that she wants. That's after she pays the fines for her insubstantial lawsuits. There's one more quote, and it's one that I hope we'll have a chance to cover as the show proceeds. Ben Cardin, senator from Maryland, veteran senator from Maryland, was speaking during a Senate hearing and speaking about the First Amendment in kind of a scary way. Clip three.
I'll just make one closing comment in regards to the Internet. I agree with Ambassador Lipstadt. It is an incredibly valuable part of our fabric and can be used for good, and we know it can be used for bad. I admire your desire for the private sector to do what's right. We hope that's the case, but I do think there's a role for government, consistent with our First Amendment. For us, establishing parameters, because if you espouse hate, if you espouse violence, you're not protected under the First Amendment. So I think we can be more aggressive in the way that we handle that type of use of the Internet. We know that Europe has done things, and I think we have to learn from each other. So I hope we can figure out the strategy that we need everybody united on it.
No, I'm not united on it, Ben, because there's a difference between espousing violence and espousing hate. Hate is an emotion. And the idea of outlawing speech based upon the emotions that it was meant to evoke, that seems to me very questionable. If you're talking about a plan to get together and kidnap the governor of Michigan, well, sure, that's the kind of speech that is not protected at all. If you're conspiring or actually planning to commit crimes or to do acts of violence, not permitted at all. But the idea of equating hate and violence hate something different from hostility? Hostility is unfortunately a factor in our politics and will continue to be in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.